they check that? Listening.
U2T Mobile.
Rusty.
On a shop rehearsal tonight. We didn't have handbells today, so. And I've been over visiting with a friend, and she made me some good sticky buns this afternoon.
Well, sticky buns. It's not even Christmas yet. Yeah, well, you're getting ready for the holiday season, I'm sure. I'm heading out to an open jam down here at Three Friends in Taylor. Three Friends Bar and Grill. So they do it on Monday nights, and I met a few people there. We're going to maybe get something together and see what we see.
If I didn't have rehearsal, I might even think about coming over there. Of course, I had to leave my friend's house. She's expecting her sister and her niece to show up, who are going to be there for the next 4 days. Flew in from Michigan and going to be around till Friday. So I won't get to see her for the next 4 days. I'll have to just wing it by myself.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we went down to the coast last week down near the Myrtle Beach. We hung out with Jimmy and his wife for a couple days. Just got out of Dodge, had a good time.
Thing when you can do that. And all that's a good thing when you can do that. And we're going to try some of that later on in the year and everything. But anyway, we'll see what all happens and what goes on. So I took her to see Cinderella last Thursday night at Spartanburg Little Theater. Definitely a so than the old children's story, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, we'll just keep politics out of it, but no, Disney movies, they don't thrill me anymore.
Story, but they put a new turn on it, so all kinds of things. It was fun, it was good, the music, the performers were wonderful. It had a younger cast, I say younger, because that's anybody less than my age, so. But they had, you know, all of these people that did this play were in there, my kids, so they did a super job. And that's the first time I've been to one of the performances at this theater. And all, I used to go to the old Spartanburg Little Theater out at Camp Croft years ago, because I worked some plays out there and everything too. So it's good these days. So anyway, you work today?
Yeah, I had a couple of service calls to do. I got kind of a spotty week. I got to start a job tomorrow. I got to bring some equipment on to a job, and I'm waiting on some duct work. And so I got to bring some equipment out and do a partial setup and make some measurements for the duct work, order a couple of duct work pieces, and then got to install on Friday. Got a customer with a dead compressor. It's short at the ground, so it's it ain't no good. So, Jimmy and I are going to do that Friday, hopefully, if we don't get rained on too bad. And then I got a couple things to do next week, and then another install. I got to finish up an install out in Travelers, and I got some things up and coming, you know. Should carry me right through the end of the year.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Just a quick question. When you redid mine and you checked underneath, did you make sure there was a good drain pipe taking the water away from the condenser down there?
We're going to save that conversation for the phone, Rusty. I don't want to discuss business on here.
Oh, I know. It was just a question for you to think about. And I was looking at things the other day. So anyway, I had to go back and repair my antenna. I was sitting at home the other day in the computer room, and it was, I don't know whether it was raining or what, but all of a sudden I heard this loud thunk and a popping sound. And I walked outside, and this tree limb had come down off a tree, hadn't hit my house, but what it had done was I had the feed line that was coming down for my loop up there, and that caught the feed line, come down through the center of the feed line, and pop the tie that I had it tied up, because when you got 66 feet of feed line coming down, you've only got 30 some feet of room. You got to coil it up and hang it up, and it popped the wire tie, the big huge one I had on there to hold it in place, and all of it was laying on the ground. So I had to finally get out there yesterday or Saturday, I think it was, get out there Saturday and redo it and hang it back up again.
Oh, I hate when that happens. We had the girl come out, the girl that you introduced me to, and she came and they did the work a couple of weeks ago. They took down three trees and a bunch of branches in the back, cleared up my tower and a few other places. So, man, that, did you get it all back together again yet, or is it back up now, or what?
Well, it didn't break anything loose. It just popped that, because of the end of that branch, and it fell away from the house. And I don't even know what tree it came off of. I haven't been able to find that out yet. But no, all it did was, because it hit that, and that, you know, that's ladder line coming down there. And that's that heavy ladder line. It's, you know, the heavier stuff, the wide stuff, not the real narrow stuff. But all it did was pop that wire tie, that I had that coil with a couple pieces, and held it up on a hook I've got up on the side of the house. And that's all it did. In fact, since I've put it back up, my reception seems to be better.
That's funny. Maybe it knocked the signal loose out of there, knocked the old stuff out.
But it's all up and running, and I got on the air the other night, and I was able to hear good. My signal seemed to be better going out and coming in, too. So anyway, but that was a strange thing. Like I said, I was sitting there working at the computer, wasn't even on the radio, and all of a sudden I heard this bump, bump, and I went walking out, looking up. I went out and looked at the roof to start with to see if anything had come down on the roof. Didn't see anything, so then I walked around the end of the house. That's why I found the tree limb hole that had popped the stuff that was holding the feed line to the up in the air, getting it off the ground, so my guy that does my yard could run his mower underneath it without decapitating himself. But anyway, but it doesn't seem to affect the signal or anything else. In fact, my SWR seems to be a little bit better now.
Yeah, maybe it knocked one of the connectors. Maybe it made a better connection. Or maybe it knocked off a little bit of corrosion or something. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? I got one of those T-shaped things up at the top where the two corners of the loop come together and are soldered to the feed line. So that's a pretty strong point up there. But as long as it works, I'm not going to try to mess with it. I still want to get, when cooler weather comes along, I want to get a crew together and see if I can run that new copper-clad steel wire back up there and get it back up to full length. That'll probably do a whole lot more to making it better, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, when the weather cools, I'm going to get up on the tower, and I want to try and add one more section and get my vertical antenna up and get my wire antenna a little higher. Unfortunately, my dipole, the long half of the off-center fed dipole, runs directly over my house, and I don't think it's high enough away from the house. I think I'm getting some noise off the house or something, because sometimes my noise floor is just a little bit higher than what I'd like to hear it. So I really don't have too many directions. I know I got a lot of trees on my property, but the problem is that the trees are real close together. I don't have them spread out, so I've got like one direction I can do everything, north and west, north and south. So, but I'll see if I can figure it out.
Yeah, maybe. I got a guy, a friend up here that's a ham. And NB4Q is his call, Rip, and he lives up here. And he's got a house that's got a metal roof, and his antenna runs over the roof. And he says it's about maybe 10, maybe 12 feet high above the roof, and that's all. And you can talk about a good signal. He gets on our South Carolina Signal sideband net at 7 o'clock at night, and he checks into the net with 1 to 2 and maybe 3 watts at most. and he has a signal built in. Of course, I get ground wave, but our guys hear him when he checks into the net, and our NCSs are all over the state, so he's got an amazing setup with what he's got.
KP2HXS Mobile. Yeah, I've heard RIP on there, NB4Q, yeah. I've checked into that net. I've kind of given up on that net. I'm going to find a different net when the cooler weather gets here, and I'm not working as much. I might get on low bands a little bit more.
Well, I have arrived at the place in which I was intending to arrive, so I'm going to go inside and get ready for rehearsal. I'll talk to you later. You have a good one. KB2HXS, W2T. And if you get a chance, give me a call tomorrow.
All right. I got a busy day, but if I remember, I'll get a hold of you. But I'm pretty sure that drain line should be fine. I had to re-glue it at one point. But anyway, I'll catch you later, Rusty. Have a good day. W2T, KB2HXS, Mobile.